With reported irregularities in the 2006 general elections in Uganda, we get down to Soroti Taxi Park to seek people's opinions if the 2011 elections, which is just 5 months down the road, is an important exercise. And this is what they had to say.
Well, these elections are very necessary. In 2000, Ugandans decided to go for multi-party elections after the referendum. It therefore means that they wholeheartedly agreed to carry on elections. And they said someone is going to serve for 5 years. And after that, another election is going to be held, getting new leaders.
I feel people should participate, really. Of course, we should vote our leaders. I mean, man, despite the fact that there are some shortcomings here and there. But we shall continue voting for the people who we should vote. We exercise our rights. We need to get the candidates we want. In one way or another, in some other places, we get the right candidates.
The population also thinks by participating in elections, they can vote out bad leaders and empower the good ones.
Some of us are tired of leaders who have not fulfilled what they have promised to us. So we believe if we are given authority to participate in electing others, the ones we are seeing as capable ones.
With the looming fear that the 2006 history might repeat itself, one of the candidates says people can be encouraged to participate.
But now as a candidate, I have a role, I have a duty to tell the people that the issue of voting is their right. The issue of choosing leaders is their right. Once they get scared, you are going to realize that they are going to leave the opportunity to other people to get for them leaders that are not of their choice.
With this, there is need for all the local leaders to sensitize the community on voters' rights to participate in the coming elections. Reporting from Soroti Town, I'm Caroline Ichumar, together with
Joseph Onyango,
Koluo Peter,
and Robert Owing.
It's only 5 months left for Uganda to hold its general elections. However, there is fear from a cross-section of Ugandans that this may not be a free and fair elections. We took to the streets of Soroti, one of the biggest towns in Teso sub-region, popularly known as Solot, with booming business, people moving up and down looking for money. There seated is Joyce Mary Aduko, who is a granite seller and optimistic that these elections will be free and fair.
I do not have anything to say as far as 2011 elections concerned. I am going to give my vote, and of course I want other people also to give their votes. Those ones who have lost the election should always accept the fact that they have lost the election. In case violence comes, we put that in God's hand.
Aduko, however, calls for reconciliation after elections. Okodi James, who is aspiring for mayorship in 2011 elections under Uganda People's Congress Party, one of the party in the inter-party cooperation, says there is no need to fight the opponent, but plan for their people.
You know, this business of violence, people are basing their fears on the past. Who is going to cause violence? Who is going to fight who? We should concentrate more on the policies of the party. I advocate that you tell the people what you plan to do for them. Forget about mudslinging with the opponents, talking ill things about them. It doesn't help.
Meanwhile, we also caught up with one of the ministers in the ruling party, retired Lieutenant Jessica Alupo. She had this to say.
It's true that in every election, there are always complaints, emotions tend to rise up, especially when the candidate or the party loses the election. But in the forthcoming general elections, I think considering under the circumstances, every member of the public, including government agencies, including NGOs, including the donor community, must put their heads together.
Well, on the other side, Kamoya, the OC Soroti Police Station, says they are fully prepared as the police to manage the 2011 elections to have it free from violence.
Already there is preparation for that. Police is preparing countrywide. As I talk now, people are on training, public order management. In Soroti here, they have taken almost 3/4 of the staff. They are in Kabalie Police Training School in preparation for any chaos which may come up during those elections. So we are prepared for it in case it is there.
From the views you've just listened to, it's clear that Ugandans are all looking towards having a non-violent elections. Reporting from Soroti, I'm Kathy Comfort together with
Opoi Julius.
As Uganda moves closer to her next general elections in January 2011, there are different perceptions among the people about how the whole process will be. Today, we visit Unyama Trading Center about 4 kilometers north of Gulu Town on Kitgum Road. At a glance, Unyama is full of life. Businesses are sprouting, from chapati selling, roasting maize, bars, boda bodas, and others. But our big question is, have these people registered to vote in the elections, and what do they think the process will be like? Although many people here look forward to voting, a big number of others say they will not vote in the forthcoming elections, saying it makes no difference.
I am not going to vote because it's useless since there will be no change. To me, it's useless to vote in the forthcoming general elections because the results are always doubtful. And it seems government does not recognize us even if we vote. I am not going to vote because I have never benefited from the previous leaders who voted.
Other people say they are scared of violence, especially from Kiboko squad.
It's still very difficult to know whether it will be free or fair. As voters, we can vote, but anything that is decided by the local government, we can't revoke. I started voting a long time ago in 1980, but I see the one of these days there is confusion, mainly caused by groups like Kiboko Squad. They beat people and there is no complaint. Maybe they are the Al-Shabaab. When I see the past election, they were calm, but I'm not certain of this election. There are many weird things happening, like the bomb attacks. So I don't know what will happen in the coming election. There will be violence, the way I see it. It's still very difficult to know whether it will be free or fair. As voters, we can vote. But anything that is decided by government,
I'm not sure.
Because I will wait and see how the campaign will take place. Because for now, as I think, I'm not sure with the political party they are going to participate and how the IPC they are going to cooperate. I don't know how fair it will be.
This is what the locals here think. How about their leaders? Our first attempt to talk to the parish chief is futile. As he says, matters of elections are too delicate. He would rather not comment about. But he later on leads us to the area LC1 secretary for defense, who seems to concur with most of the locals here that the elections may not make a big difference in the lives of the people.
Registration went well. Many people registered. But the complaint, people are crying that when they go to the LC1 to settle their dispute, they demand a lot of money. Most of the people, when you go deep inland, those people are going to be voted out.
As we can all hear, the question of whether or not these people will actively participate in deciding the next leaders of this country remains unanswered. Evelyn Abo, reporting from Munyama in Gulu.
Come January 2011, Uganda will go yet into another general election. But as the time draws nearer, what are some of the key issues that the electors would like their leaders to address? This is the question we pose to the community of Kor Abili in Kor, sub-county in Gulu District.
Umiro, genmagi team, giwek The contestants from all the different parties like ADC, NRM, UPC and others should be given freedom of speech so that the electorate understand their political goals. They should also not be harassed by the government.
To these people, maintaining the current peace in northern Uganda was the key issue.
My name is Geoff Lukelo, and I'm the program coordinator for Buru District NGO Forum.
People are concerned with a united country, a peaceful country, and so on, and a corruption-free country.
But they also want the next leaders to focus on service provision like roads, health, water, education, and development.
When people are in the camp, even the water from the dam from the village there, the source have already been filled up. So now, when people are going back in the village, there's need to go and put boreholes there where they say water is life.
Pero may chill, mawero. A community gimiyan ng yela tala makwiri. May chill energy yo.
The most important need is roads, because when we have good roads, we can access markets and sell our produce to fight poverty.
The coordinator of NGO Forum also agrees with the community.
People are concerned with services, health services, education, water, roads, electricity, and so on.
This was Sina Oleke reporting from Abili Kor, sub-county in Gulu District.